This coming Monday is the fifth anniversary of the September 11th terrorist attacks. Dave Fontana was one of hundreds of firefighters who rushed to Lower Manhattan in an attempt to rescue people who were trapped in the Twin Towers. He died that day. And over the last 5 years, his widow, commentator Marian Fontana, has begun to move on with her life.
I used to be grateful. I didn't have to date. I had been lucky and met the love of my life as a freshman in college at 18. He became a firefighter. I struggled as a freelance writer and comedian. We married and had a son. On September 11th, 2001, after I dropped off Aiden at kindergarten, I sat in our favorite Brooklyn coffee shop waiting for Dave to meet me after his shift. While I was sipping an iced hazelnut coffee, I noticed a plume of black smoke drifting across the sky from Manhattan. I waited and waited, and Dave never showed up. Since that day 5 years ago, I have grieved, single-parented, started a 9/11 families organization, attended two memorial services and one funeral for Dave. I moved to a new neighborhood. I wrote a memoir. I began to date a couple of years ago. I felt as insecure about dating as I did at 16. Only now I have a stomach and hair on my face. My friends have been wonderful, dutifully scanning their Palm Pilots and Trios for friends or friends of friends who might be single. But at my age, there's always a caveat. He is separated, in the middle of a divorce, about to divorce, relationship phobic. My friend Kristen tries the hardest. I met this guy Jack. He's great. He's a legal aid lawyer. He's funny and smart. He's a little short. How short, I ask. How tall is Aiden? My son, while tall for his age, is still only 10 and comes up to my chest. I say yes to all, willing to date anyone under 70 who can walk upright. But time and time again, I find out these men are uncomfortable with dating me. Why? I press my friends, who reluctantly tell me it's because I'm a 9/11 widow. I cruise the internet, posting a shadowy picture of myself on a dating website. I stay up late, squinting at photos of men standing shirtless in front of the Himalayas, requesting dates with women half their age. I wink back and answer every email, even going on dates with a few of them. I try hard to be charming, to omit 17 years of my life to make them feel more comfortable. Despite my feminist wisdom and the fact that I am 40, I find myself biting my lip and flicking my hair like a giggly teenager. Problem is, Google has made it impossible for me to be anonymous. 405,000 pages of information about my life and history follow me around like a bragging grandmother on every date I go. They call me intimidating on date after date, despite my best attempts at self-deprecating humor. I began to despair, thinking that perhaps we are only allotted one soulmate per lifetime. It's when you're not looking that someone will show up, is the eye-rolling refrain my loved ones sing when I'm kvetching about my latest date. Look, I understand that life is unexpected, blah, 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 blah. But telling me that is like asking someone to pretend they're not hungry. Like saying, don't look and a hamburger will appear. I try to remember how Dave chased me down in college and told me he loved me at first sight. He persisted, and so will I. Keeping my heart and eyes open, waiting for the hamburger to appear.
Marian Fontana is the author of A Widow's Walk, a memoir of 9/11.